This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Shut up! It's called following the team.
That's not following the team.
I follow on IG.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, All-Star Weekend in the books. I will say this. It was better than the All-Star Game in 2000 in Oakland. At least it didn't rain all weekend, start to finish.
Well, that's big.
I mean, they had, back in 2000, the fan experience got canceled. It was all bad. It was raining so freaking hard. Listen. But
that was the Vince Carter dunk contest, Donnie, with the hand on her. Come on now.
I don't understand. Like, this is one. It's the NBA All-Star Game. If you don't like it, stay away from it. If you like it, watch it. But I do not get the, well, I'm going to watch it, I'm going to hate it, and then I'm going to kill these guys.
All right.
That's all I'm saying.
Give me this, because I got to hone in on what happened yesterday that bothered me.
All right.
Will you admit that LeBron James is a steward of the game and has a lot of fans?
Yeah.
Will you buy into a lot of people here in the Bay and all over that were in the Bay, purchase tickets to see probably their favorite player, one LeBron James?
Among all the All-Stars.
And we know one LeBron James takes care of his temple, his body, more than anybody probably ever to do it. And to not know or not have the math or science of your body to maybe announce Saturday that you're not going to be participating, but to do it an hour before, I love Bron, but Steiny, that's what we're talking about. Slap in the face. Put on the warm-ups and then don't play and then after say what happened, oh, my foot. But to say it and then come out there and get the introductions, like, no! You don't get the introductions because you're not playing. But I needed to come out there in my jeans. I don't like that, Steiny. And a lot of fans are disappointed.
Well, you know what? I make no distinction between LeBron James missing the All-Star game and Steph Curry not participating in the three-point contest. We've gotten to a point.
He played the game,
we've
though.
Gotten to a point this weekend where Saturday's better than Sunday. Like, Saturday is a more important day than Sunday.
Though. That's a
Everybody knows Sunday's a joke.
Mm, that's a problem.
Saturday's fun.
And your Steph cop, though, Steiny, I think you're being unfair.
No, I'm
he
not.
Played in the game.
That's great. But he didn't. He's a three-point shooter. Why wasn't he in the three-point contest?
I don't know.
In his backyard.
I would have liked to have seen him, but I don't. But that's. That's different than at least he played in the game.
Because all last week, all we did was talk about why is Curry not playing? I don't get it. Shasky, Dibley, they were hot about him not participating in the three-point contest. Well, so he's part of the problem. I mean, it's okay to say it, even though it's Steph Curry.
He participated in, to me, I hear your rankings of the most important activity, which was the game. And now, he got the All-Star MVP.
I don't think the game is the highlight of the weekend anymore. I think Saturday night, All-Star Saturday night, has the...
When you have a guy on a dunk contest that's not even on a roster that's won it three times, no shade at Mac. He was incredible. But the fact that he's available to play in that game is the reason that fans are upset.
And again, the reason nobody's doing the dunk contest probably is because they don't want Mac McClung to beat him.
Man.
Let's go to Mr. D in San Francisco. You know what? Say this, Mr. D. You get it.
Mr. D.
You get it. Thank you. What's up, Mr. D?
Yeah. Hey, guys, look. No NBA player in their right mind is going to be jumping off of ladders and jumping off of cars. Mac McClung, with all due respect, has nothing to lose. He's not in the league.
Right.
Wow, wow.
Now, here's the thing. If they're going to do this, and you know, they call all that getting on ladders and jumping over cars, they call that creativity. They got to change that. I think if you can't do what you do in a game, then it shouldn't be allowed in the slam dunk contest. Because nobody's going to stop the game and back up a car so you can jump over and dunk it.
Right, right.
So I just think, you know, it's a travesty. If you can't do it in a game, it shouldn't be allowed in the slam dunk contest. That's all I got, guys.
And Stani, I love the call, but Stani, I'm propped out too. Like, McClung's got hops. There's no doubt about it, but it's like, and Castle, with someone can make an argument, just because he was an NBA player, he should have got graded different. I'm just over the props, but I just hate, and nothing at McClung, it's the fact that the jaws and all the dudes that people want to see, you know, in this dunk contest felt like, you know what, I'm good.
Look, this to me, this all boils down to the NBA has a competition problem. For the most part, players in the league don't compete like they used to. Mm. Back when the players did not have guaranteed contracts and they were working on one-year deals and they had to have a good year to get a raise. If they had a bad year, they'd either get a pay cut or they would be out of the league. And so that gave way to guaranteed contracts. And then the guaranteed contracts gave way to an amount of money that nobody really thought these guys could ever make. And so you've got guys making $50 million a year.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Why did Draymond Green had one more year on his contract? Let's take both these guys.
Okay.
Wiggins and Draymond Green. They both opted out of contracts with a player option at $25 million.
Okay.
Well, why did Draymond opt out of that contract for an extension? Like, why?
More money.
What else? More years.
Okay, yeah, right.
More years.
All right, security.
So Draymond Green or any player is entering a year where they have a player option, okay? Now, it used to be you get a player option. You remember we used to talk about, well, it's a contract year. So go get your money.
Yeah, and watch that person play their ass off.
That's not what they do anymore. The reason that Draymond Green did what he did, and Wiggins did what he did, and Jimmy Butler did what Jimmy Butler did, it's they're doing this so they can preserve their longevity in the NBA.
Okay, I get
it
all of that.
We're talking about one night.
This
though. Is a fraternity. No, this is about the whole league. The whole league not being competitive over 82 games. If the league's not really overly competitive for 82 games, these guys are not going to bust hump in an exhibition game. Mm. This is a fraternity of gazillionaires right now, and all they care about. Not all, but most of what they care about is preserving the fraternity and the comfort of the lifestyle they're in. They don't have rivals anymore. These guys are brothers. You take a guy on the LA Clippers, take a guy on the Washington Wizards, they're friends, they're brothers. Why? Because they're all in the same fraternity making an incredible amount of money, and it's all about preserving that. That's to me what's going on with the NBA right now.
And I'm not mad at any of that. But again, Stani, I'm boiling that down to giving back. One night you can't compete. And let's just say you lose. Okay, no biggie, move on. But the game is hemorrhaging, is suffering, because the star power that's littered throughout the league, they don't feel like they need, for whatever reason, Stoney, I heard you. But the bottom line is we're talking about one night, and we're talking about effort.
This is,
and I just find that to be...
Well, they're load managing during the regular season. So we're picking out regular season games that aren't important enough for some guys to play because they have to be load managed, but we're going to want them to play in an all-star game. It doesn't add up. It doesn't equate. 888-957-9570. Let's go to Dan in San Ramon. Hey, Dan, what's going on?
Hi. Oh, great show, fellas.
Oh, thanks.
The all-star game, the slam dunk contest was awesome, man. Mac McClung, the hops he has.
Tell it to Goo.
The size he has. And, the things he was doing, there's no other NBA player that can do that. Ja Morant can't do that. Ozzie Kempo, he can't do that. None of these guys can do that. What's the most famous movie? White Men Can't Jump? This guy is he's so incredible, dude. He's short, like an everyday man. So people can relate to that. And people are mad because nobody, he's the winner of the slam dunk contest. He's a better dunker than anybody that's ever won the slam dunk contest. That includes Jordan, Dominique.
Stop. Now you're just stop it, man. Stop.
Dan,
stop it, Dan. Stop.
Hey, Dan, I hear you.
Hang up the phone, Dan. Damn. He was incredible. But to say that, he can't do it on my watch.
Not a bad point, Dan. Not a bad point. See, you can't handle that the best dunker in the world doesn't even play in the league.
It's nothing against Mac. No. That's the fundamental problem.
You know what I see?
He's not the one.
He didn't qualify. Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
Not
he's the
book.
Defending champ.
Not my
and
book.
They can't beat him.
The NBA's got
the
a
mouths
problem.
In the NBA can't beat him. They can't. They can't. They can't. Way to go, Mac.
Yeah.
I mean, do you want the best dunkers or not? Because if you want the best dunkers, McClung's got to be there.
What's that for?
Well, I know why Drew doesn't like McClung.
Evan, what's
either.
That for?
For winning.
You're listening. It's a fraternity, Goo.
And he's not in it.
Fraternity brothers.
He's not in it.
No, I'm talking about the league. And fraternity brothers don't fight, Goo.
But you care about your frat. You do what it takes, and star powers, guys, get off your ass and participate.
The most important thing for most of the players now is to continue earning a contract.
And you can do that if you participate Saturday nights, Donnie.
No, McClung's played 5 minutes this year.
I'm talking about McClung did?
Yeah, for the Magic. He's played 5 minutes.
Face.
Oh, stop. Both of you.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
Yeah. The thing's a mess. It's a mess. The Bay put on, everything was great, but the players need to step up, and now they're just... They're scrambling to try like some eggs on the stove. They're trying to find. We don't even know if this is going to be the way they do it next year. Stoney, and it's about pride and passion, man. Nobody's saying break a bone, but
it's not
take
about,
a page out of the old school guys' book, man, and just give us some effort.
That's like, you ready for this?
Team OGs, what are we doing? Team Shaq, what happened to East and West? Damn it. Come on, Stoney, call a spade, man. This is out of control.
No, I mean, look, quit
Team OG. Who? I know about the Lakers, the Celtics.
You know what?
East-West, Team Shaq. What are we doing?
You know what? I'm with the younger generation on this one, and I'm dead serious.
What?
What Bird and Jordan and Magic did is irrelevant at this point. It's irrelevant. It's a different era. Oh, those guys used to play hard in the 1980s. Well, guess what? The winner on each team got $25,000, which was a lot of money back then. Now it's 35 years later, and these guys are making so much money. It is unbelievable. And you want them to play in an exhibition? The rules are different for these guys. They have the clout to do what they want. and they're doing it. Mm. And good for them with this money that they're making. Hey, Ray. What's up, Ray? How you doing?
Doing good. Listen, guys, I mean, it's not Augusta on Sunday on the back nine where everybody's going to be interested that are not even golfers. But if you think, I live like two blocks, walking blocks from Chase Center.
All right.
And the interesting thing is, did you see how many people were out there? Did you see how many people went to the practice game at the Oracle in Oakland? The reality of it is they and around the city at different little hot spots where they were, Pier 39, down on Market Street, everywhere. People just wanted to be a part of the occasion. I understand Guru's thing about, yeah, let's play. You know, I used to live with a guy named Earl of Pearl Monroe in New York when I was going to college.
You lived with him?
And Earl of Pearl.
Earl.
I'm sorry, say again, please.
Did you live with him?
Earl of Pearl. I lived with Earl. We lived on West 88th between Columbus and Amsterdam.
Wow.
I'm still good friends with Earl and a lot of the guys. And the interesting thing is, yeah, they play different. But if you go back to the Dream Team and when Jordan and them played, think about that as not an exhibition like because it's the Olympics. But guys they played against wanted to take pictures of them. Just look at the documentary. It tells you that these guys today, yeah, they're making money. They have short careers. They can't get out there and blow out an ACL or tear an Achilles or something playing in an All-Star game. But fans still came out to watch them in Oakland shoot half-court shots and walk around. Fans were standing out in the foyer of the Chase Center just watching on the big screen. They didn't care. And if you really don't like what's going on, there's a switch on your TV that just goes off or to another channel. Thanks, guys. Continue with
Take it easy.
Show.
Appreciate it, Ray. Thank you.
No, he's right, and people came out, and they always do, but my whole thing, Stein, is it shouldn't stop on the court. And all we're asking is the big head, the popular guys participate.
510 Zucci, Maine. It's an entertainment weekend, not a basketball weekend. It's kind of well said. You know, like this is
well,
what
John
I mean.
Can entertain.
This is kind of what I'm talking about, and I'm going to use Paul George, but I'm not saying he's a bad guy or anything like that. So Paul George is playing for the Clippers, and he's got one more year left in his contract at what, 50?
Yeah,
something like that.
All right, he's paying.
Okay, for 1 year.
Yeah,
for one more year. So he opts out of that contract. Why?
To get more
to get four more years.
I got it.
So now he signs. So the LA Clippers are trying to do the right thing.
All right.
And they look at Paul George and they say, you know what? We cannot pay this guy $230 million over 4 years. He's 35 years old.
All right.
So Paul George now starts sniffing around, and the Clippers have to do what the Clippers have to do, and here comes Philadelphia with a four-year, 200 and whatever it was, million-dollar contract. All I'm saying is, do you think Paul George really gives a rat's ass if Philly can win a championship or not? Sure, he hopes they could if Embiid could ever play 65 games, but he didn't go there because it was a great chance to win a championship.
Right.
L.A. would have been a better chance had he stayed. Mm. So Paul George right now is happy as a clam.
Yeah.
Why? Because he's making 55 this year, more the next, and you know what? He's not going to have to work 82 games worth of effort to get paid that money.
Yeah.
He's in the club for another 3.5 more years, and I'm sorry, I don't think he's motivated by, I got to win a title before I'm done. I don't think he is.
Now, we're micro and macro. I'm not mad, and you're probably on point with that, but that's how the system is set up, and that's how you would do it. It's how I would do it. But, Stani, to be honest, we're talking about Saturday night. We're talking about an exhibition, and everybody came out, and the Bay was on fire. But we're talking about players in this league, the popular ones, just giving back to the fans on Saturday night, and we're not seeing that. And, I don't know what that's about. The contract thing that you speak of, you're not wrong. But the bottom line is, I just, as a basketball fan, felt slapped in the face right after Mac McClung pushed on that great show, which it was. They had to go get him for the third year in a row because the our high jumpers or our guys that are getting paid buku money just feel like they'd rather watch George Jefferson reruns than participate in the slam dunk. Well, that hurts the game.
Let me ask you a question. You were complaining all week about the slam dunk contest before it ever happened. You thought it was a joke that McClung was in it. You didn't know a bunch of the guys who were even participating. So why'd you watch? Seriously.
Because I'm a fan.
Okay.
And I'm always going to watch.
But you knew what you were going to get.
Yeah.
Like, you knew it, right?
It doesn't make it hurt less. And it doesn't make you think, you know, especially after I'm on social media. I guess I got the choice to stay off, but I'm on. And then you see Ja right after tease you, like LeBron did in 2009, where he tweeted that slam dunk in that year was so great that he might come back in 2010 bulletin. He didn't. So it's just like Stani. I don't think it's too much. And the OG caller that just called to live with Earl the Pearl, I get what he's saying. But there is still a responsibility for one night to kind of participate and have NBA players feel that thing. And they didn't. And that goes to Steph for whatever reason he chose not to participate in the three-point contest.
Let's go to Antonio in Oakland. What's up, Antonio? How you doing, man?
Oh, doing pretty solidly. You know, I had a pretty good weekend with all the All-Star festivities.
There you go.
San Francisco, and this and that and the third. But, man, you know, the product is bad. Steph should have joined the three-point contest. He should have, man. It's your home crowd, Steph. Come on, man. You got to do it. You know, I didn't miss LeBron James not playing. You know, he's a hated rivalry. I think he was scared he was going to get booed or not. But anyway, you know, OGs, like, that's kind of weird. I want East and West. I wish they would go back to the days where everybody wore their own, you know, team uniform. You know, that was so
incredible
back then, man. But, you know, like, sports got watered down. You know, the NFL, they got to add an extra team for the playoffs. The NBA, in-season tournament, play-in tournament, always adding this nonsense, man. And then I can't blame Max McClung. You know, he's doing a damn thing. He's a better dunker. I'm not going to say than Dr. J or nothing, but he's a better dunker than LeBron James, who has always been afraid to enter the dunk contest. So I got to give that guy credit. White man can jump, by the way. But anyway, man, great show, y'all. And Warriors on the road with Butler.
Thanks, Antonio. Appreciate it.
Let me throw this at you, Stoudy. I can't speak for the chef, but I think I can speak for the fans or myself. And that's what I'll do in front of my microphone. I almost think in a crazy way, what I saw from those games that equaled the All-Star game, I would have rather had Steph participate in a three-point contest and then kind of just bypass the game.
Exactly, because that's better. The three-point, when the three-point contest and the dunk contests are good, they're better than the game. But they messed that up, too, with the dunk contest lasting 7 hours and you can miss 14 dunks.
Oh, it's just we didn't even get into the format. Like, that's an eyesore.
So that's, you know, that's the other thing. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're talking about All-Star Weekend and how you feel about all the festivities, whether you were attending these things live or whether you were watching it on TV or, hell, whether you were just in San Francisco, Oakland, and the Bay Area trying to enjoy the festivities. But, you know, again, I guess the silver lining for the league is the game itself, or the games, were a little better than last year when they scored almost 400 points. So you have that. You have that. Mm. Everybody's saying that, well, it wasn't great, but it was probably better than last year. Okay. Something to build on.
Yeah.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number, and we're going to get into some of this sound. Draymond Green talking about the Warriors' second half. We'll get into some of that. I'm going to play the LeBron James for you so you can be mad at him and not Curry. What about Edwards
awesome.
Didn't play, right?
Yeah, but we knew that coming in. Like, that was announced. We knew. Here I am getting my popcorn ready, putting my Parmesan cheese on it, and Bron's not playing.
We didn't know that Ant wasn't going to play, though.
He was dealing with something coming into the game.
I didn't know whether we knew or not.
No, he was suited up. He was shooting pregame and then said afterwards that he felt his groin.
Oh. See, that's why we had our man on the scene.
He was there.
But now, so LeBron found out his dog was barking, you know, a day before the game, and Ant 2 hours before the game. It sounds to me like both guys, you know, don't hate on LeBron, Goo. 888-957-9570 is the number. That segment was brought to you by the San Francisco International Airport.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV Plus.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Steph got TJD, huh?
Yeah.
you hate to see it.
Teammate on teammate crime.
All right, we're talking about All-Star Weekend. Goo's not happy with it.
Well, I was happy with how the Bay put on. So
yeah, but you,
and the fans experience at Moscone Center, yeah, the HBCU game that they had, Charles Barkley donating $250,000 to San Francisco and his homeless issue. Like, all that's awesome. But I'm talking about just the problem that the game is before it came here to San Francisco. Well, and it doesn't seem like there's a fix in sight. And Evan hit me with the LeBron wasn't the only one before we left.
Oh.
Ann Edwards, Luka, like all the, you know, Giannis didn't play. He could have gave
up. You feel bad about singling out LeBron? You
should. That one hurt more. I love me some Ann, but man.
By the way, I'm going to take a call here. Let's go to Larry in San Francisco. He's been waiting a while, and then we'll get into some of this Barkley sound. Hey, Larry, how you doing?
Hey, fellas. I want to make two quick points, and I'm going to try to be as fast as possible, so please don't hang up on me. The first point is, while we all would have loved to see Steph in the three-point contest, I can't equate it to Bron. Like, Steph has given us that pleasure on multiple occasions. So we've seen the greatest shooter on the greatest stage doing what he do. And so we've had that pleasure. When we like it at home, that's just a comfort food, if you will. But it ain't like Bron. Bron never been in a dunk contest, so we've never seen the best player in the dunk contest for that era. Secondly, on the East and West, I'm 55, so I'm an East-West guy. And so I agree with you all. But my 17-year-old daughter, who was at Thrive City with two of her friends, shout out to the Warriors staff, was blessed with three tickets to get in Section 115 to watch the All-Star game. We had no tickets, no money for that. She got in, and it was the time of her life. It was that connection of, oh, this sucks. No, it was like, wow, what an experience. So the NBA and the Warriors gave her to be a fan of a presentation of what we know used to be better. But for her and her generation, it was perfect. And so I think the NBA is balancing that new versus old. But, like, for me, I was thrilled for her. But at home watching it, I'm like, a little gimmicky. I'm used to something different. But to talk to her and her friends, it was amazing. Mm. And so I just wanted to provide that perspective.
Thanks, Larry. Appreciate the call. And I'm not afraid to say it's a young person's world. It is.
Yeah,
get over it. Seriously,
LeBron can never come back for not participating in one. That was a great point. Curry has blessed us with the three-point contest.
I got a great point why LeBron hasn't been in the dunk contest.
Give it to him.
And it was provided by none other than his best friend Draymond Green. Green over the weekend said, "You know what? LeBron's game doesn't really fit for the dunk contest." Like, he's not a great dunker.
I would pay $1 million to watch it, though.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, Stoney, we see him in-game when he teases us in the layup line.
If Draymond said he's not suited for it, then he's not suited for it. If Draymond says it, it must be true.
Future coach.
He's too old.
I want to hear this Barkley anecdote about this. This is from yesterday.
Chuck is awesome.
Now, Barkley's been critical of San Francisco, said he wasn't coming. Then he showed up, and then he did some volunteer work. Charles Barkley, he's becoming a fan favorite out here in the Bay, right?
Real quick. Yesterday, no cameras around. I know we talked to Raymond Ritter, the fine PR man of the Golden State Warriors. Tell me about your morning real quick.
Well, I spent the day at a homeless shelter. The people were amazing. It's called Glide. And man, they worked so hard over there, and I want to give them a lot of love and some shine. And you know what? And not only that, I'm going to donate $250,000 to Glide.
Got it, bud.
Thanks to Raymond, but the people at Glide were awesome, so I'm going to donate $250,000 to Glide.
Chuckster, Chuckster, I appreciate you, and I appreciate you doing that with nobody around.
They never going to be cameras when I do stuff like that.
Nice job.
Thank you, meantime. Brother.
Oh, they're chanting, thank you, Chuck.
Wow, man.
We got a new favorite in the Bay.
Yeah.
He's
a good dude, man.
This one's for you. 510 on the text line. Hey, Steiny. Oh, I think he means you. I bet if we polled 100 kids, 85 to 90% of the kids would say they love this weekend. Why are we keeping hearing about these adult curmudgeons complaining about a product that is not aimed at them? Wow, Zucci. Wow. He's right.
It feels like you wrote that. Now, I'm just talking about participation from stars the fans want to see. That's all.
And look, I can be a first team curmudgeon with the best of them. Hey, but not this. Yeah. This one, I'm with the kids. I'm with the kids on this one. I am.
But again, Stoney, we're talking about two different things. The weekend was phenomenal, out and about. We're talking about the slam. I'm talking about the slam dunk contest. And the guys that are able to participate for whatever reason have found this to be a turnoff.
Yeah.
And the loser in that is us all, regardless your age.
And I'm telling you, the way this league has evolved and to the point they've gotten to, everybody wanted player empowerment. So they're going to play if they want. They're not going to play if they don't want. And whether we like it or not, LeBron James has been to 20 All-Star games. You know what this is for him? That's what it is. He doesn't feel like he owes the fans. He feels like, you know what, I'm not going to play this year. I just don't feel like it or my foot hurts. You know, who else? Who said this? Oh, Damian Lillard.
What'd he say?
Was talking about how one of the reasons guys don't play hard during the All-Star weekend is because, first of all, it's a sprint to the end of the year. All right? They only have like 25 more games.
Right.
But he said, you know, in our day and age with our players, anybody who hasn't won a ring gets criticized and raked over the coals and... You got to win a ring or you're going to get judged. And so what he was saying was they're not – like, don't expect us to play hard in an exhibition game when we get killed left and right by not winning a title. Like, we got to try to win a title, not an exhibition game is essentially what he was saying. And I don't know. I don't know what you do with it, but –
Well, I hope, help me out. You're my partner. Stoney, I'm coming to you. I got to experience some of it, not all of it, but I thought just from being a Bay Area native, everything was beautiful about the event and everything that led up to it starting Thursday, just starting all last week. So I'm not losing sight of that. This is just Saturday night where I have a problem, 97% with the dunk contest, and I think that's fair. I'm not by myself.
And what's
just take some pride in the league that pays you and has changed your life, and people just want to see your talents. And for Giannis and Ja to go back on Twitter immediately after McClung put on his show, I'm just thinking, okay, maybe we're closer. And maybe that was just them tweeting. But Stoney, all the people that are calling have great facts. That thing littered with what it used to be with the Jordans, the Kobes, the Vince Carters. I mean, it would be incredible. And maybe those days are gone.
They are. Like they are. Like they just are. Javier and Vacaville. Ooh, Javi. Javi.
Our man.
How you doing? How you doing, Mr. Simon? Father, how you doing?
Yes, hey.
I made sure to say your name right. I'll just, you know, make sure I
it's
said it correctly.
Good, it's
correctly,
all good,
you know, pronounced correctly and did it prominently. So I had two things. I hope you guys let me get my time. Because the reason why I know the All-Star game can be fixed is simple. But before, I don't like how we have not discussed the NBA leader in rebounds, first in double-doubles, second in, he has third now in triple-doubles, and he has the most consecutive double-doubles in the NBA.
Sabonis.
He's All-NBA last year, but he's going to be All-NBA this year. But you guys had two. It doesn't matter. He's All-NBA, so 13. Don't disrespect my man. That means he's top 15. Okay, stop cutting me off, please. He's top 15 NBA player in the league, and he's not good enough to be in the All-Star. You can laugh, snicker, and moan. You ain't got nobody on your team that can cover him. I'm just letting you know that cannot. Not
I don't have a team.
But he's not. Okay, the Warriors at the team that you cover through the radio station has nobody on the roster that can cover Sabonis in the interior. You can laugh, snicker, and grin, but that's a fact. At the end of the day, the NBA has 24 players in the NBA on that All-Star team, and you can please just listen. Giannis and AD, both out, but we take two guards to replace them, and they say, well, it's based on the wins of the teams of the players. The Atlanta Hawks are garbage. Kyrie Irving is a great player, but his statistics are nowhere near compared to Sabonis. Sabonis is the biggest All-Star sub in the last 15 years, and it's all prevalent to we don't like Sacramento. But it's all good, though, because when put up, come to shut up, Sabonis had 30 rebounds on Thursday, the day before the All-Star break started, and he will get the Kings into at least the play-in at the very worst. But I digress. The way to fix the NBA All-Star game is very simple. The NBA has the U.S. versus all the international players, because the international players aren't going to play soft. They're going to make sure that their hometown, their home countries will not ever allow them to come home playing the way that the NBA players do. And LeBron and Anthony Edwards, and man, I'll maybe give you a pass. LeBron, you're a cartoon character, man. You took a picture with your street clothes on. You give an hour notice you're not going to play. There's four or five guys that are more than willing to take that spot, and you just said, it's all about me, LeBron, LeBron, LeBron. Hey, retire already, bro. We're tired of you, bro. We don't even like you in the Bay. We don't like anywhere in Northern.
Thanks, Javier. Appreciate it.
And I'll say this to Javi's point. Yeah. That was a loss. He got those rebounds in that last game against New Orleans for Sac. Stani, and you fought me, but I'm just saying this. Since this is all just a big joke, there shouldn't be snubs. Okay, damn it, add two more on each. There should not be this, if the game means diddly squat, just open it up and say two other guys are on the cusp of making it. You come on to the Bay too. Like, what are we doing? It's not, what am I looking for, Stani? It's so broken down, there shouldn't be, oh, we don't got enough room on the airplane, or we don't got enough money for the just open it up for two more guys. The days of snubs should be over. If it's all just a joke, and guys, you know what I mean? Well, Booker should have been an all-star. Sabonis, Javi should have been an all-star. What would it really messed up had they been out there in the layup line participating or what have you? That's what I just find. Just like, you know what?
Yeah, and that
should not even be. The snub is for social media so people can go argue. But the bottom line is, let everybody in, damn it.
Yeah,
that's where I'm at.
That's a smart solution.
That's where I'm at.
So
they let Mac McClung into the dunk contest.
Yeah, and you didn't like that.
I love Mac. I appreciate what he can do. I'm over the props. But he almost killed himself on that dunk over the car. And Hook Mitchell did that first and cleared it.
Well,
that was a rough landing for Matt.
So your answer to All-Star Weekend is to add more players.
Two more spots.
Why?
Because I'm like Javi.
So you don't think then there's going to be a snub further down the list?
No, I'm just...
What about Scotty Barnes?
I think I wouldn't be running hot like I am when LeBron, Edwards, and Giannis didn't play, or Luka, regardless of the notice. You know, guys still would have got there. Now I'm looking at
more,
it like...
More All-Stars. More All-Stars. Mm-hmm.
Is Devin Booker not an all-star?
Was he?
I'm asking you.
No, I guess he wasn't. Should he have been? They're under 500.
Well, why was KD out there?
I guess they thought he's the best player on the team. Mm. Did he get voted in or picked? I don't know. Like, 12, like the roster's at 12 or whatever it's at. You can expand it if you want. Sure,
I would.
Everybody's an all-star.
I said two more, Stoney.
Cal is in Oakland. What's up, Cal? How you doing?
I'm doing well, man. How you doing?
All right.
Doing good.
Good, good. Hey, a couple things I wanted to mention. The NBA is about money. It's the money grab. And this whole weekend just emphasized that. If you really want to make the dunk contest competitive, put some major dollars onto the winners. Give them a $5 million prize, $10 million prize. If somebody's going to make 20% of their salary in one night, you go get the stars out there. Make it legendary, like Kobe and Dominique Wilkins and Doc. Take the props out of the game. Get the top players in there. There's five or six guys at the top of the league. Get them in there, okay? I'm glad Steph didn't participate in the three-point contest. Steph needs to preserve himself for the rest of the season so the Warriors can hopefully make the playoffs. Okay, but Steph did his part. He was the ambassador for the Bay Area. He did what he was supposed to do. I'm glad he didn't participate in the three-point contest. LeBron was making a statement. Now, his statement was made to Silver. I don't know what message he was trying to send him, but I'm sure Silver got the message. Okay, I agree with, although I'm not a Sacramento fan, Javi made a point about international versus America. I want to turn the beam off, but I agree with Javier on that point. If you want to make the All-Star game competitive, make it the USA versus the international. And then the other point that I wanted to make, it was too much fluff with the All-Star game. Don't be bringing out props in between the games, Ernie and those guys going fishing and all that crap. You know, stick to basketball. But overall, I was happy the way the Bay Area represented. I was happy that they brought some activities back to Oakland and brought sports back to Oakland because I'm an old head. I used to sneak into Coliseum and walk up on the ramp and get contact high back in the 70s. The best basketball player I ever saw was Gary Payton's older brother. His name is Greg. He's a preacher in Oakland now. He just never got the exposure, but he was the best point guard I ever seen. Okay, that's all the only points I wanted to make. I'm out.
Appreciate it, Cal. Thanks for calling in.
You think Bron was a – I got to be honest, Donnie, I didn't share it. I wasn't full throttle on it, but – you think there was some type of statement from him or nah? He just was.
Yeah, his statement was, I'm hungover. I mean, seriously.
That's a three, but I mean, allegedly, Steiny. Come on now.
You know what?
That was good, man.
You know what? You guys, you people, as Rick Barry would say.
Rick was looking good courtside Saturday night.
You people are under this crazy illusion that this weekend's about you. It's not about you. It's about the players. That's what this has turned into. It's no longer about the fans.
Mm.
The fans mean nothing. I don't know about you, and maybe somebody that was in the building could help me, but it didn't look like a huge sellout.
Everyone was there. Let's ask E.
At Chase Center last night.
Yeah, there was a lot of empty seats.
So it's a made-for-TV event, people.
But I think what they do is they, because there weren't many seats available. Like I was looking on second markets and or third party markets. There weren't seats available. So I think what they do is they buy out all these seats for different people, but like they don't go.
Mm.
And so there's just not much energy in the building for any of these events.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. What do I mean by you people? The fans. The fans. Don't expect these guys to... They're here to party.
I would also add, Steiny, it's for the players, but it's also it's for the sponsors.
Oh, yeah. Good call.
It's for people that are flying in from around the country to say that they got to rub elbows and grease palms with all these different star athletes and then to go back to their respective corners of the world and say, look what I did this weekend.
Well said. Steiny, you aren't invited to the All-Star game, but Grandy was? Yeah, I think that's true. Grandy had a credential to the game, right?
Whatever. Well, Grandy was at the Curry party.
I know.
Yeah.
Apparently not on the top floor, though. Steph.
He got an invite. Away, that's Steph. The top floor.
Come on.
Yeah.
So let me get this straight. So Steph had a party open to people who had an invite, so then they would go, but then there was an upper level where you needed a special
VIP, like
special
every party.
Access.
Yeah, like every party.
Yeah, you learn quickly that just because you're at the party doesn't really mean you're at the party.
But you
told you that was going to happen.
Like Steph was supposed to come get you a drink, Evan?
A bigger boat. Yeah. No, it's Steph's
that
party,
I get,
but you ain't seeing Steph.
What would happen if I would have gone up there with my signed Steph jersey and say, hey, Steph, can I come in?
Now, you actually might have been able to get in.
If he saw you, you would have got in. I'm surprised you didn't get the invite.
I didn't get any invites. I probably wouldn't have gone. Let's,
is Word on there? Because I thought I saw Word.
On where?
On the call list.
No, not yet.
I guess he dropped off.
Not yet.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get to Word.
Okay, yeah.
What's up, Word? How you doing? I get to Rich, Gary, and Film on Mike on that. Hey, Word, what's up?
About to lie and say I wasn't on. I'm like, yo, I am here.
I got your back, Word. I got your back, baby.
I didn't see the board. My bad.
That's okay. So, I honestly, the outrage is goofy.
Thank you.
First of all, LeBron is not a dunk contest dunker. I still have his high school dunk contest on VHS. He jumps high, he dunks hard, he dunks on people. He's not limber, he's not flexy in the air, goo, he doesn't have the ha-ha. He's not that kind of dunker. Like, there's no flex, there's no freaky, like, legs kicking and arms. Like, that's not his game. He's a stiff athlete. Like, he can run, he's strong, he's powerful. But he's not, like, he's your boy, Tennessee or Baltimore, the running back, Henry. He's not Saquon. Like, you're looking for somebody to, like,
be Barry Sanders when LeBron is like, he's a power back. He's
word. In Miami, back. LeBron, and he teases us no, in the no, layup sir, line. I've sir. Seen it. It does. Did, we're going to disagree.
He does. Okay. He does the goal. Can I please finish? I mean, I'm going
to
get
no, because you called last week and you tried to check me and you were wrong and I let you get away with it and I'm not going to let you do it now. So quit crying. You called last week acting like you were Kevin Durant about to cry on the phone.
Hey, man, first of all.
Yeah, you don't tell me that. You don't talk to me like that. Word. Put some respect on my name, and I'm not yours.
I'm not your child, man.
I'm not yours either, word. I let you get away with something last week, and now you want to call me stupid with your stupid take that LeBron is not a slam dunk contested type dunker. Miss me with that, and just because you say it don't mean you're right. I got his dunk tape in high school on VHS, and the world is clamoring to see the king in a dunk contest. I'm tired of your crap.
All right.
Watch the game again, then.
I'm not in this one.
Again, he came at me last week with that Durant take.
What
are you
talking about?
Nah, him, Worm. Jeez. What is almost in tears like he was Kevin Durant because he didn't get treated the right way. Don't talk to me like I'm your kid. You do that to me every time you call. That's why I was waiting on him in the bushes.
All right, let's...
I got a VHS tape of LeBron in high school. He ain't that tight dunker. And I've seen Bron dunk, and the world wants to see him. Miami LeBron, Cleveland the first time, the second time. But to call here and say he's not that tight dunker, miss me.
I think Word's point was just like he thinks the outrage over LeBron not doing it is a little over the top. That's all. Let's get to Philmo, Mike.
Mike.
Philmo, what's
he
up,
He took
buddy?
Care of me, man.
Hell yeah. Philmo, what's going on?
Yo, what's poppin'?
Hey.
What's poppin'? Interesting conversation. The All-Star for the Bay Area, we don't, like, I'm not really tripping on the game. I'm going to get to that. It was just a great feeling. A lot of energy in the air. People I ain't seen three times in the last 3 years. I've seen them three times in 2-3 days, man. Talking to them, I'm at this event. I'm like, man, for real? Boom, I got an invite to that event. It was lit. And then if you could get the little drip sound for me, I went out one night, forgot my ID, and I was still wiggling. So, yeah, let me pop my collar. man, it was fun, man. And I gotta tell you, Goo, I'm keeping it real. You're kind of wrong. I'm sorry, my guy. You're wrong. He's right. Word is right. LeBron is too stiff. I mean, it would have been epic to see him do it, but I don't think he would have. I think LeBron knew he's not an epic dunker like that. So I don't think that's why I think he never did it. For real, for real. Like Jay Rich is a better dunker. Stevie Franchise has some thunder. He was a great dunk contest dunker. So I agree with Word on that one, Guru.
All right.
So,
and I want to take a second and say thank you. You took care of me, got me in the function, little Daryl Reed's party. You took care of your boy. I appreciate it, Mike.
It's all love. Don't forget, man. You feel me? Word got them VHS tapes of LeBron. That means he was in the lab.
Yeah.
You feel me? And then my last point is, with the All-Star game, it's corny. Stop throwing money at the players.
I agree
when
with that.
When the kid won $100,000, that was cool.
That was awesome.
Come up story. When you do, even if you, the charity thing is cool, you just got to figure it out, man. But as far as giving the players more money, hell no.
Right.
They're spoiled enough. Let's not throw them any more money.
Thanks, Philmo. We got to get out of here. 888-957-9570 is the number. We got to get Word back on, and we got to smooth this over. Hopefully. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment was brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom?
Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.